Good. Amen. Yeah, whenever the Lord is moving on and want to accomplish his will, there is always right there the enemy trying to hinder it, trying to destroy what the Lord is building up.
Right.
And so we are, if you take your outline, we are in Romans 1, coming now to point E. Roman numero 1. Point E. That's right. This morning we heard about the judgment of God on Babylon, Tyre, Damascus, the enemies from the outside. And this morning we want to touch base and see that there is another type of enemies, which are here, it's written, enemies from the inside. Which one do you think are more dangerous?
Inside.
The same? Which one are closer? The ones from outside? Attacking from the outside to the inside, or the ones attacking from the inside? I think we all know, right? The inside enemies are more subtle, difficult to deal with, because they are so close. And here in point E, it's written the judgment on Moab, Duma, or Edom, and Arabia, which is Ishmael. And so this morning, let's have a look, a closer look. What is inside enemies? Who they are, and how we, as his people, God's people, can deal with it. Amen. So where did Moab come from? From Lot. We are going to use the board here this morning. Can you all see it?
Yes.
Moab. The father of the Moabites. And he came from Lot. Right? Now, who was the mother of Moab?
Lot's daughter.
Wow. That's not good. Right? You have Lot's daughters having a son with the father. It's called incest. And definitely condemned by God. Right? Definitely not a proper way to bring forth a child. Right. Moab and Ammon. As a second son from the younger daughter. And Lot, who was he related to? Abraham. And I make a line here.
Separation.
I make a line here. Abraham. Ape, okay.
Just ape,
okay.
A-B-E, yeah.
A-B-E dot. Okay, ape. Lot was a relative to Abe, and his daughters committed such a sin. Right? And really became a big problem. Enemies from the inside, because they were very closely related to the one called by God, Abraham. Right? Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God and faithful people are here on this side. But then the enemies trying to destroy what God has purposed, really are the inside enemies from the inside. Yeah. And where did the daughters of Lot have the idea to go into the father and have sons?
From Sodom
and Gomorrah, right? Really, there was definitely an influence. You know, Lot should have stayed with Abraham. Abraham was faithful to God's calling, right? And he, as a nephew, right, should have stayed with Abraham and would have received so much, right? I mean, all the blessings, God's, and all God's blessings were with Abraham, right? The calling of God was with Abraham, not with Lot. And so Lot, unfortunately, always chose his ways and had his own ways and choices and ended up even living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And there, definitely, in 2 Peter, it says, he was, what? Let's read that. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. Delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. Right. It says here, for that righteous man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Right, you see here the influence, right? Surrounded by the wickedness, by the filthy conduct in Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, he was a righteous man in a sense that he was saved, right? But it still influenced because he was dwelling among them. Right? And his soul was definitely influenced. And the family was influenced, his wife and the daughters, committing then such a sin. Right? And we have the warning also that we should remember Lot's wife. Because when the angel came, right, to bring them out of Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, do not, once you're out, do not look back. Right? Do not look back. So Lot's wife was getting out, right? But what did she do? She looked back. She looked back. She was out as a person now, right? Behind her, fire and brimstone from the sky, the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. She was out, yet she looked back. Why? Because she was still attached to all the riches, what she has done or experienced there, maybe. I don't know, the nice house, whatever relationship we had there, good friends, I don't know, right? She was attached. Her heart was not coming out. She was still looking back, right? And turned into a pillar of salt. Oh, Lord. So, are we out? Where is our heart today? Oh, Lord, and so the warning is really to come not only in person out, but our heart needs to be again and again freed from all the wickedness that we see in our surroundings, right? And not to be influenced by the ways of this unrighteous man and hearing and seeing. You see, you live there, you see and hear, you can't avoid it, right? Their lawless deeds, yeah. So eventually Lot's daughters, being there somewhere in the mountains, realizing, hey, we don't have a husband. There is no man close by here. So what are we going to do? Where did that thought come from, right? To go into the father and to have children. So, that's right. So in many times, we Christians are like this. Depending on the circumstances, want to have a result, you just choose any way. Any way that you think is okay to get a result. Right? And so, really, in God's kingdom, this is to be judged. Right? Not just any way will lead to the goal. Yeah, you can have children. Yeah, it worked, right? But what comes forth is Moab and Ammon, which severely will be judged, as you can read in Isaiah, right? There is two chapters spent in how God will eventually judge the people of Moab. Yeah, Lord, maybe not just use any way, but maybe choose God's way. Amen, Lord. Right, amen. The righteous way, right? The way of God that is holy. Amen. So then, we also have other inside enemies. Abe had sons. One son, praise the Lord, Isaac. But first, before Isaac, there was another one. Ishmael. Right, from the same father. So I make it closer here. Because it's an enemy that even is closer than Lot, right? He was a nephew to Abraham. But this guy here, he is a twin. No, he's a half-brother. Same father, but different mother, right? One from the bond woman, one from the free woman. One born of the spirit, one born of the flesh. The one firstborn was the born of the flesh. Abraham, he couldn't wait. He couldn't, you know. No, ran out of patience. That's how we often are. Right? Yeah, God has promised us something, right? But, you know, we don't see it coming. So we choose our own way. Right, so Ishmael was born with Hagar. And it was born of the flesh. Yeah, and what did God say, right? What should be done with this son? Should be cast out. Yeah, let's read in Galatians. This is an inside enemy, very close related. Right? Let's read in Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. 4. Let's start in 4. Yeah, let's start in 4. Amen, Lord. Verse 28. Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born of the to the spirit, even so it is now. Okay, yeah, that's, what does the scripture say?
cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be there with the son of the free woman.
Amen. Right. So number one, we see here that this Ishmael is always persecuting Isaac. We are today children of the promise, of the Spirit. You and I, we have a spirit. We are born again. But there is an inside enemy, the flesh, right? Who always is, and it says here clearly, persecuting, troubling you, not wanting you to walk in the Spirit, not wanting you to read in God's Word, hindering you to open the mouth and to pray. It is always a battle here between Ishmael and Isaac. And so what shall we do? It says, cast out the bond woman and her son. And if not, then you're going to lose the inheritance. Because those two cannot inherit together. It says, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Right. Let's read on. And it's confirmed definitely in chapter 5 here, continuing. In verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Right, they are contrary to one another. Always battling against and lust against each other. The flesh against the Spirit. He wants to rob you from the inheritance. He wants you, Ishmael wants to be the one, right? Lived out. And so that's why here the word to us is walk in the Spirit. Cast out the flesh. Right. We who are of Christ, the flesh has been crucified. Amen. Right, and it says here, then it lists in the verses in chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, it lists all the works of the flesh. Quite a long list. And the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. Where is hatred coming from? Where is this all coming from? If not from Ishmael, a very close relative to you. Right? Contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. There are many more. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's the problem. This Ishmael will not inherit the kingdom of God. You can be a Christian today, but don't care about your spirit. You live fleshly, you start fighting with the brothers and sisters. You don't like him, I don't like that. You have your opinion, I have mine. You know, yeah, we come together and... But it's in the flesh, right? if we are such Christians, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. You will lose the reward. Right? The king to rule and to be co-kings with Christ in the 1,000 years, in the next millennium age. Because how can you be a king and a priest if you lived all day long in your flesh, right? And have not cast out, right? And put to death the deeds of your body through the Spirit, right? Praise the Lord. We are children of the Spirit. Amen. And we have, through the Holy Spirit in us, a wonderful opportunity day by day to cast Ishmael out, our inside enemy, very closely related, troubling us to go on with Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus. Right. If we live in the Spirit, verse 25, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Right, this is really an exercise today, right, to walk in the Spirit. Not so easy in our daily life, but also not impossible. Yeah, amen. Right, amen. And then, where is my, here. There is, Isaac had also sons, right? He had Jacob and now even closer, right? Esau or Edom, yeah. Now here is a twin brother, right? Not a half-brother, but a twin brother, born at the same time, right? Oh, Lord. And really, let's read about those two. Let's read in Romans chapter 9, 13. Romans chapter 9. 13. There's a very, very clear difference. Even so, very close. Twin brothers. But read in Romans chapter 9, verse 13. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Hated, not just disliked, you know, or liked less than Jacob, no. One loved, one hated. And Esau is signifying that our natural man in the Bible, our very close related natural man, our twin brother. Did you know that you have a twin brother, George? One hated by God. He is hated by God. One loved by God. Our natural man. Impossible for this Esau to understand the things of God. Right, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yeah, let's read this together. One is well, yeah, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We cannot do God's work and go on with him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them,
because they are spiritual discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Right. Amen. The natural man does not receive the things or nor know the things of God. They are even foolishness of him. Right, and we know the story, right? Esau sold his birthright very cheaply. Right, he didn't care. He despised it. And so is our natural man. Our natural man doesn't care. Is godless, right? Is not for the birthright, not for God's way and purpose and will. Always trying the best to also rob us from the birthright. Right. So we need a renewing of our mind. Right, to understand the things that we have received of God. Our natural man does not understand. We read the Bible, yet we have all a different interpretation from it. If we are in our natural man. Right. But any interpretation that is of God, right, it is not of, cannot be of man, but it needs to be of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So this natural man is really, if we don't care and take care of Esau, is going to wanting us to sell this birthright. Yeah. Right, oh Lord Jesus, hindering us, hindering God's purpose to go on. This is all from inside, not from external enemies, but from inside. And this is our experience, right, in the church life. When God's work is hindered, it is starting and it is stopped from inside and attacked from the inside. Right. So many opinions and ways of our natural thinking. So if you don't deny our soul life in the church life and in his kingdom, right, we are going to cause troubles for God's work to go on. Just recently, we had a talk with a sister, and, you know, I don't know where these strange thoughts are coming from. Suddenly, she was bothered or is bothered that we are reading the Word of God during the Lord's table. Why? Because it takes her out of the sphere of remembering and weeping of God's of the death of Christ. Right, keeping the feast when we come together is now a bother for the natural man. Really, yeah? Because, you know, rather want to be sit here and weep and in remembrance of Christ's death. Right, things like that, right, are really strong opinions, right, that really hinder God's way and God's proper way in building up. So now this is a twin brother, right, remember. Oh Lord, and in no wonder the Lord said, if you do love your soul life today, you will lose it.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're hating it today, you will eventually gain it. Amen. How about we read this verse?
Yeah.
In John chapter 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John chapter 12, verse 25. He who loves his life, soul life, yeah, will lose it. And he who hates his life in his world will keep it for eternal life. Amen. So, in order to go on, you need to hate your twin brother. Really so. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So when we don't charge this today, right, the ways, illegitimate ways of God's people, if we do not cast out and learn to deal with our flesh, if we not deny our soul life, the natural man, eventually God, you will be judged, right, when God will judge Moab and Ammon and Ishmael and Esau, right. So may we choose, right, in our daily life to be in the line of God. Amen. Our God is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there is still a lot to do for God to transform Jacob, right? Amen. To deal with us and to bring us into all kinds of situations so that we would learn to deny our soul life and to gain Christ and to inherit the kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord for his ways. Amen.
Lord, we pray that you will open our eyes.
Amen.
Not just to know, but also to be exercised.
Amen.
To be conscious of what's going on.
Amen.
And to help us to prepare
Amen.
For the coming of the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
We don't want to lose the kingdom.
Amen.
We don't want to sell our birthright.
Right. Amen.
We don't want to gain result just by any way.
Amen.
Even illegal ways and means.
Right.
Lord, we pray you would give each one of us understanding.
Amen.
And that in spirit we can experience all this day by day.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord, continue to open our eyes.
Amen.
To expose all of these internal enemies.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, deliver us from the influences of this world.
Amen.
May we learn to put off our flesh, the old man.
Amen.
Even to afflict and to deny our soul life.
Amen.
Lord, we do not want to sell our birthrights.
Amen.
But we want to be those who are qualified.
Amen.
To be the heirs to inherit the kingdom of God with you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, teach us.
Amen.
Properly with these inside enemies.
Yes.
Amen. Help us through the Spirit.
Amen.
In us to overcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Yes. Lord, this morning our prayer is that you would search us, O God.
Amen.
And know our hearts.
Yes.
Try us and know our anxiety.
Amen.
And really see if there is any wicked way in me.
Amen.
Lead us in the way everlasting.
Amen.
We pray that you would shine your light in our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to show us what wicked ways are still in us.
Amen.
Lord, we confess there is so much in us that is not according to your ways.
Amen.
Pray that you would cleanse us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that you would really work in our hearts.
Amen.
Learn to live in the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to set our minds on the things that are above.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to make it to the goal.
Right.
To be with you in that day.
Amen.
Kings and priests to our God and Father.
Amen.
You search our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
And see if there is any wicked way in us.
Yes.
Pray that you remove all the wicked ways of Moab. And Ishmael, and Esau.
Yes.
Oh Lord, anything
Amen.
Of the flesh, we want to remove it.
Yes.
Of the soul life, we want to be those who walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord. Yes. That's right.
Right.
We pray you will say to the other.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Those who are Christ.
Amen.
Crucify the flesh.
Amen.
With all the passions and
Amen.
We want to cast out each one.
Amen.
And the very souls, Hagar.
Amen.
The bond woman.
Amen.
Remind us daily to do so.
Amen.
We do not want to sell our birthright.
Oh Lord.
Be influenced by the twin brethren.
Amen.
We pray that you will open our eyes.
Amen.
That these words will become reality in our daily experience.
Amen.
Amen. To follow the Lamb and to deny the self.
Amen.
And the soul.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And we have a few minutes to give testimonies, share something. Feel free. Don't let your twin brother stop you. And your half brother.
And your nephew.
Möchte dem, bin sehr dankbar dem Herrn, dass er, was er uns in letzter Zeit alles gezeigt hat.
I praise the Lord for what he's shown us recently.
Besonders in den Festen und den Opfern.
Especially in the feasts and the sacrifices.
Genau die Antwort, die wir brauchen, um die Feinde zu bekämpfen.
Exactly the answer that we need to these enemies.
Der Herr hat uns schon im alten Bund gezeigt, wie es schief gegangen ist.
The Lord already showed us in the old covenant how it didn't work.
Weil das Volk diese Feinde akzeptiert hat.
Because the people accepted these enemies.
Und nicht ausgerottet hat.
And they didn't get rid of them.
Genau dasselbe ist heute auch.
That's exactly the same today.
Right.
Diese Feinde sind immer noch vorhanden, wie wir
These enemies are still there.
Right.
Wenn wir heute diese Feinde nicht bekämpfen,
if we don't fight against
right.
these enemies today,
völlig ausrotten,
and get rid of them,
right.
dann wird Zion wieder zerstört werden.
Then Zion will be destroyed
right.
again.
Yeah.
Und deswegen
right.
ist dieses Wort für uns so wichtig.
Therefore it's so important for us, this word.
Aber der Herr hat uns auch eine sehr praktische Lösung gegeben, wie wir diese Feinde bekämpfen.
The Lord also gave us a very practical solution how to fight against these enemies.
Nicht mit unserem Fleisch.
Not with our flesh.
Wir können unser Fleisch nicht mit dem Fleisch bekämpfen.
You can't fight against the flesh with your flesh.
Right.
Aber das Fleisch ist gekreuzigt.
But the flesh is crucified.
Durch den Herrn.
Yeah.
Through the Lord.
Und unser Seelenleben müssen wir verleugnen.
And we have to deny our soul life.
Und das können wir tun, indem wir die Feste feiern.
That's what
Amen.
We can do by keeping the feasts.
Right.
Zum Beispiel feiern wir
For example,
das Fest der ungesäuerten Brote.
We keep the feast of the unleavened bread.
Indem wir die Sünde ausfegen.
And we get rid of the sin. We purge it out.
Alle Heuchelei, alle Neid.
All hypocrisy, all jealousy.
So viele Dinge, die in uns sind.
So many things in us.
Und die uns hindern, mit dem Herrn voranzugehen.
That hinder us from going on with the Lord.
Heute haben wir einen praktischen Weg bekommen, das auszuführen.
Today we have a practical way to
Durch diese
get
Feste.
Rid of this.
Amen.
Amen.
Und da müssen wir dem Herrn dankbar sein.
That's where we have to be thankful to the Lord.
Nicht nur zu sehen, was das Problem ist.
Not just to see what is the problem.
Sondern auch der Herr hat uns die praktische Anwendung
also
gegeben.
To see, we have a practical application.
Amen.
Und es ist für uns nicht mehr so schwierig.
And it is not so difficult for us anymore.
Sondern wir müssen einfach Amen sagen.
But we just have to say Amen.
Dem Herrn gehorsam sein.
And be obedient to the Lord.
Und das Ziel sehen.
And
immer
see
vor
the goal.
Dieses Erstgeburtsrecht ist so wichtig.
That we want this right of firstborn.
Wir möchten es nicht aus der Hand geben.
We don't want to let go of it.
Aber es gibt auch keinen anderen Weg, es zu erreichen.
But there's also no other way to get there.
Wenn wir diese Feinde nicht ausrotten, werden wir das Erstgeburtsrecht nicht erreichen.
If we don't get rid of these enemies, we won't have the right of
birthright.
Deswegen hat der Herr uns diesen Priesterdienst gezeigt.
That's
mit allem, was
dazu
gehört.
This priestly service.
Wenn wir diesen Priesterdienst ausführen,
if we, keep this priestly service,
dann werden wir auch gereinigt und geheiligt.
Then we will be cleansed and sanctified.
Das ist wirklich ein wunderbares und ganzes Bild.
That's a complete picture. It's
müssen
a
wir dem Herrn sehr dankbar sein.
Amen.
Very thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Really, this picture is so clear. If we go have this picture in before our eyes, then the history will not repeat. Yeah, as our brother said, the history will end, not repeat and repeat and repeat. The children of Israel, just because this, they are again made a mistake. But we are actually in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we don't see this picture, we don't see the enemies, then we are foolish. That we will repeat the history again. Yeah, I have to praise the Lord that time will end. The history will end. We will be in Zion. No such old history anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Actually, I also enjoyed what was shared today about this last point about Jacob and Esau being twin brothers, and never noticed that before. And it's really true that the natural man is so similar to the spiritual man. You know, many times we may think that we're serving the Lord or we're doing something for the Lord or we're comprehending things in our spirit, but we're actually using our natural man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's because they're so similar, just like these twin brothers. And I was reminded of a verse in Hebrews 4. You all know this one, right? In 4 verse 12. And it says here, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword,
amen,
piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow,
amen,
and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that the Lord gave us a tool, a weapon to distinguish,
yes,
between these twin brothers, you know, to make it clear which one is of the soul and which is of the spirit. Otherwise, if we don't know the difference, we could be going with Esau and eventually give up our birthright. And we wasted our time and energy doing that, right? And unfortunately, you know, it's a very common thing, right? That's why, I mean, we have some saints who, they try to understand the Bible with their natural mind, and it just doesn't make sense, or they analyze it, and then they don't see what what the Lord is really speaking, and then it just eventually they just give up because they don't understand. Right? And you know, there's that's why we really need to be careful and be discerning, right? And know the word and come to the word as the sword, right? The sharp two-edged sword.
Amen.
Make a distinction.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In Stuttgart, we had fellowship on these inward enemies also, and I want to add to Moab and Ammon. John 6, verse 65. And he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. So we saw that it is a good thing to have fruit, right, to give birth to children. It's a good thing. It is given by God, but not in the way like the daughters of Lord did it.
Mm-hmm.
It is an illegitimate Christians, we want to gain new ones, we want to gain people for the church, and we want to gain them for the things the Lord showed us. But here it says, no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father.
Right.
And this is really our experience. Sometimes we try so hard to explain to explain to our brothers and sisters, or to explain to people what the Lord has shown to us, but no way, unless it has been granted to them by the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the way for us is to fight against this enemy is really to experience the burnt offering, right? Because many times I want to draw people and invite and do everything that they may come, but the Lord says, stop. If I'm not drawing him, you should also not draw him,
mm-hmm.
draw this person.
Right.
And recently we had a good experience in my home city. We had a home meeting and a new brother came. And then I was just texting him, we have a meeting, if you want to, then come. And then he came and the meeting, it was really good. And then he said after the meeting, this atmosphere is very good. I feel inwardly, strengthened, and it has really a good atmosphere, really a good influence on me, this atmosphere of the meeting we had. So, and I was rejoicing. It was really the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And against this Ishmael, to fight against this Ishmael. For example, we keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as we had yesterday, the verses in Romans 14, right? Verse 10. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Yeah.
So this judging or this contempt, this is leaven. And it can even enter the Christian, or us Christians, right? Contempt, this is from our flesh. And the Lord showed me this morning I need to purge it out. If there's contempt for any brother or any sister, I have to purge it out.
Mm-hmm.
This is the flesh, I have to judge it. And the Esau, right, as we already heard, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit.
Mm.
Right.
And I just had an experience on this, on our Facebook activities, talking to the Christians. We have such a hard time. It's really the natural man that doesn't receive things of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to try to explain it anymore. It's really, okay, that's the natural man. I don't want to react in the same way I just did it. So this is really a practical thing here. It's not theoretical, it's really practical.
Amen.
Yeah.
To fight these enemies.
Amen.
We don't want to have it in us.
Right.
You know, it's
Amen.
Day of atonement. Praise the Lord to afflict our soul.
Amen.
According to the book of Isaiah, the external enemies, especially used by God, if God's people will not repent and will not deal with the internal enemies. The question was asked, which enemies are worse, more dangerous? You have to answer the internal enemies. In the past half a century and all the churches experience, it is not the outside enemies that destroys the church. It is all the internal enemies that destroys the church. The self, the pride, the flesh, all of these internal Ishmael, Edom, Esau, and man's ways. I want to do it my way. So much of these internal problems that at the end we will not repent, then God will ask Nebuchadnezzar to come and do the job. Judgment. Then the result will be division, dispersion, all kinds of problems, and that will destroy God's plan and Zion. And remember what the brothers have shared with us, that the goal of these enemies ultimately is not just to destroy you personally, but to destroy Zion, God's kingdom, God's building, and just to corrupt everything. What is going to destroy America is not any countries on the outside. It is the internal problem among themselves, used by the enemy to destroy. This is the principle. Usually we want to blame others. Oh, I'm like this, because of him, because of we point fingers at the outside, but we never point a finger to ourselves, our flesh, our soul, the way we react to it. Why am I then offended? Right. Okay, Amisa, because he offended me, then God will ask me, then why are you then offended? He just exposes that I'm so much myself, that's why I'm offended. Without him, Kyle, oh, doing things to offend me, I thought I'm a very good brother. I'm okay. But along came Kyle. And exposed me, and I got offended. Eventually, not he will leave the church who offended me, but I will leave the church because I'm offended. And that will cause so much problems in the church life. Then, because he offended me, I will tell him, look what I did. And then words will go around, and at the end it will destroy the church. So the internal enemies, that's why the Lord reveals this to us in the book of Isaiah. Two categories of the enemies. Yes, the outside enemies are terrible. We must really say that. But as terrible as they are, they cannot destroy Zion if we are faithful to the Lord. If we deal with our flesh, crucify it, if we deny the self, and if we refuse to use fallen ways of the world, ways of Sodom and Gomorrah to produce children. So it's a heart that is attached to it and influenced by whatever is surrounding us. Go back and read those verses. You can realize that, hey, eventually it is the internal enemies that causes destruction of Zion.
Right.
So may the Lord open our eyes.
Amen.
These words become very practical.
Amen.
In our experience, in our daily walk, yes. In our building of Zion. Right? Even if we have such a burden to preach the gospel, yes, it's very good, but don't try to use your natural means to pull it, right, to really attract people and then to compromise. Eventually, if you do that, then you will bring a lot of problems into the church. So, may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
This word has an impact you know, the coming year in our church life, in our personal life. Put it into practice.
Amen.
Because if it's not put in practice, it's just on a board. That's not good. It has to be transferred from the board, which is hard, into your heart, which is soft. That will be written there in our heart. That it will become our experience and our reality.
Amen.
Remember the psalm, we are pursuing what? The reality, not the doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
So.